Ed, why is Wall Street so concerned about Tesla?
Yeah, I mean, at the core of the concern is basically like how much actual demand there is for Tesla's flagship model, the Model 3, relative to its size. So Tesla, you drive around the Bay Area, okay, you'll see lots of Teslas on the road, particularly Model 3s, but that's not the case necessarily in the rest of North America or in Europe or in Asia or in Northern Europe, where they're trying to establish themselves in these markets. And it's all about the demand as well relative to Tesla's size. So like Tesla is a company in excess of $30 billion of value of market cap. It's in the pantheon of names in the world of automakers like Ford and General Motors. But the difference is that Ford and General Motors delivered millions of vehicles last year, and they deliver millions of vehicles each quarter. In the first quarter, Tesla delivered 63,000. And in the second quarter, it says it will deliver 100,000. And this year, in total, it thinks it will deliver somewhere between 360,000 and 400,000 cars. But that is nothing, you know, compared to its actual size. You know, a car maker of that size should be delivering a lot more. And then the other big concern that the analysts were talking about, they're calling it a code red situation, Dan Ives at Wedbush, is that Tesla to date has been treated as this technology company and not really a car company. And one reason is that it has all of these kind of extracurricular ventures. It's pushing into autonomous vehicles. It's thinking about robo-taxis. It has this ambitious timeline to have a million robo-taxis on the streets by the end of next year. It's also looking at insurance products and things like that. And the analysts are basically saying, hold on a minute, you're not even doing the basics. How are you going to be able to do the mission, the job of delivering Model 3s to customers and making sure there's enough demand for your Model 3s if you're spending so much money and so much time on what they're calling sci-fi activities on top of it?
Yeah, I mean, from an investor perspective, you know, you would think a lot more people would be buying this car if they were certain that the company's going to survive for the long haul, but it feels fragile sometimes.
So Tesla's essentially been in triage mode for a while. It had problems at the end of last year delivering vehicles to customers. It has production concerns. It's been fighting really hard to build enough vehicles each week to meet demand. At the end of March, they had like $750,000 of deposits, right, from customers. And there are lots of people waiting for their Model 3s. And there's the basic concern around all of this, around all of the stock sell-off, as it relates to consumers, people who want a Model 3, is essentially that they just don't get one. And there are lots of examples that we've reported on here at Bloomberg of families who have put deposits down and waited almost 2 years, 3 years, and a Model 3 still hasn't materialized. And it goes back to what the analyst's concern is, that Tesla is still fighting to get the basics right, which is to build a car and then deliver it to customers. And, you know, if you're waiting for 2 or 3 years and your deposit is fully refundable, then you might as well just ask for it back and find something that's more realistic. If you're a family, you can't wait 2 or 3 years for a car to materialize. You need it now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what is the concern here, that it's not just about meeting the demand, it's shoring it up that you actually have a car to give to someone.